Jennifer, don't hate me.
I could never hate you. I don't hate anything.
Well, I totally forgot to press record the first time. Well, I pressed record, but I was using the wrong mic setting. And we had to do this podcast all over again. So, yeah, don't hate me for that.
I could never hate you. But this fucker over here, he brought me all the way down here to fucking Orange Park. And he's like, oh, my God.
I didn't bring you nowhere.
Okay, that's true. I did drive here. But he's like, meet me over here in Orange Park. I want to show you some stuff for Imagine. So I come over here and he's like, come in the store. Let's look at the things. And so I look at it and I'm like,
camping stuff. It was camping stuff for Imagine.
Yeah. And it's like, I already have all this stuff. And he's just like, he's like, oh, they get new stuff all the time. I'm like, I'm not impressed.
Dude, like, I swear, like, I promise you, they had so many good things. Inflatable, what are they called? Inflatable cushion.
Like things. Sofas and chairs,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. They had that, mm-hmm. But now they don't. It's just you have bad luck. I don't know.
I'm going to go to Five Below next because Kirsten says she got like a 90s inflatable chair and I kind of want one.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the Electric Life Podcast. This is a podcast we created basically to show you the side of raving that people don't talk about or show, or, you know, outsiders don't really, they don't really know themselves, you know, the side that's away from sex, drugs, and alcohol and partying. I'm Andre.
And I'm Jennifer.
And, you know, Jennifer, actually, that makes me think, we haven't really touched on that side too much. I mean, we've talked about, like, some, you know, EDM news and all that, and how we're going to plan for, you know, Imagine and everything, but what does raving mean to you? Why did you create this podcast with me? Why did you agree to it, rather?
I mean, Andre, like, you wanted to start a podcast. Like, I don't know. We worked together at one of our old jobs. And, like, he was like, I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, I will help you. And, like, we talked about all different kinds of topics. But we ended up settling on, like, there's not a lot of EDM, like, podcasts out there. Like, why don't we start one? We love right. EDM music. Like, it's a big passion. But it's more than just a passion. Like, EDM music is for everybody. I mean, like, I myself am like a loner and I have anxiety and I battle depression and all kinds of stuff. And like, for me, it's like when I go to a festival, I can be myself. I'm not judged. Like, it's where I can be truly who I am and just have a genuine good time. Like, festivals are home to me. And like, yeah.
You know, the part that stood out to me was the PLUR aspect of the, which stands for peace, love, unity, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I'm a person who kind of sees like societal rules are like dumb and like, why do I have to do something just because that's how people do it? Mm-hmm. I've always hated that phrase. Oh, you just got to do it that way because other people do it that way. I think that in combination with just believing that people are so much more caring than people make them to be. Coming to a festival, even though I've only gone to like Ultra, I still got the vibe that everyone around me wanted to be there and like escape and just have a good time, have a grand old time. Because when you think about it, all my life, this is going to get sappy, but all my life, I spent trying to figure out where I belonged. And I, you know, going through depression and everything like that, I had parts where I saw the world as black and white, black and white, black and white. And all of a sudden, I step into this place where people are hugging each other. You don't even have to know the person. You just hug them because I get how in society, in like the open world, you can't just hug somebody random. They're going to think you're crazy. But to be able to escape somewhere and say, hey, I don't know you, but you're awesome. You're amazing. That positivity, that love, that unity of people who like the same DJs. I think that right there is why I wanted to start this podcast. I wanted to show people that it's not all about drugs, sex, and alcohol. Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, that's, you know, you're going to have dumb people everywhere, but to escape and if you're listening there and you know, feel lonely or down or anything like that, and you don't know about raving, I advise you to definitely check it out. It's possibly the happiest place on earth. It's like Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Wasn't that something I got from you?
Yeah, it is.
Disney World, but like without Mickey Mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
Disney World for
magical.
Partying.
It's magical.
There we go. That's good. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to keep it too sappy now, this podcast, because we've already gone down that rabbit hole. But I did want to share something from Instagram that I posted. Actually, this is a good point. If you aren't following us on Instagram, Snapchat, or not Snapchat, we don't have Snapchat yet, right? No, we don't have Snapchat. No. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, our handle is at Electric Life Pod. And there's no dashes, slashes, or spaces or anything like that. Just Electric Life Pod. But it goes like this. Whenever I go to events, midway through, I just stand there in the crowd and I'm like, fuck, man. This is happiness. This is what happiness feels like. Surrounded by people who I love, screaming to music I love, seeing people that I love. Dude, this is happiness. And it was the best way to phrase what festivals are like, that happy moment where you're like, because you spend, I mean, I think preparation is a big component because you kind of amp yourself up to wanting to go to festivals. So you go out and you're basically buying all these things for festivals, and then you're going to see your favorite DJ. You're planning who you're going to see first, what set, right? And then you go out. You actually, the moment when you pass the gates, the security, and you're like, yes, I didn't go to jail. And you stand there and you're like, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to have the time of my life.
For the next 10 to 12 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what raving is about. If you make it. That's what raving is about. Oh, my God.
You baby raver.
That's what raving is about. Really, it is, though. Now, oh, my God. We're so sappy on this.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, there's some fun moments you can have at raves, right?
Or actually
funny, interesting moments. Any stories you have like that?
I mean, like, there's a lot of interesting stories that I have, like, in my vault of bullshit. But, like, I mean, one, like, when me and my festy bestie, like, we had just met. We had just became friends, like, a month before this. And so she wasn't my festy bestie at the time. But we went to EDC Orlando last year in 2017. And, like, if you don't know, like, EDC is huge for, like, dressing up and very plur vibes. So, like, I mean, I met Jesus and the Pope and a gay lion within one day.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, that was loud. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. You met Jesus, the Pope, and a gay lion.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't...
Experience of a lifetime.
I don't think that's how the Bible story goes.
I mean, it may.
but no, like, how is, I mean, what do you, like, can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
I mean, it was just, I don't know, like, EDC, you can dress up as whoever you want. Like, if you want to be a dragonfly, be a dragonfly. If you want to be a Roman emperor, you can do that. Like, I wanted to be a cat, and I wanted to be a dark fairy, and that's what I did. And, like, this year, I'm going to be a chief. So, you know, hey, if you're a chief, like, hit me up. I want to take a big group picture. But, like, you know, you can be whoever you want. No matter your skin, you know, your size, whatever you are, you're accepted. All are welcome here. It's EDC Orlando. It's fucking awesome.
Can I be Jennifer?
I mean, you can. You can try.
Oh,
I don't.
God, I'm not going to be able to pull it off.
No, you're not. I'm one of a kind. Okay, so, like, another story we have, like, well, I have, is, like, I just came back from SMF, as you know. Like, I talked about that in the first episode. But, like, anyway, so it was, like, 15, 20 minutes before Marshmallow came on. So it was like this, like, weird space of time. And me and my friend, Kirsten, my festy bestie, we were, like, up front, like, riding the rail, waiting for Marshmallow. And this, like, bro dude, like, not to be, like, weird in describing him, but he was, like, a bro.
Bruh.
He was hanging with his other bros. And they were all hanging together. And he's like, man, I gotta pee. And I'm just like, that sucks. I mean, like, I'm a girl, so I can't pee, like, whenever I want to. I mean, I guess I can, but, like, it's not convenient. Anyway, so I lean down and pick up this, like, empty water bottle off the ground, and I hand it to him, and I'm like, Godspeed. And he just looks at me like, did you just did this?
You did not. Wait.
And, you know, like, he can pee into a bottle, and, like, he can still sit here. Or, you know, you can leave and never get your spot back, you know? But, like, make a choice.
Well, that's kind of one thing that sucks, though, because, like, you spend all the time preparing for a festival, and then you're like, hey, I want to go see this DJ at this time. And then, you know, you forget to make preparations, like peeing and have enough water 2 hours before the set.
Yeah.
Then you get stuck.
Well, I mean, that's why you got to be like, okay, these are the most important people I want to see today. And, like, okay, they go on at this time. And, like, an hour, hour and a half before they go on, you're like, okay, do I have water? Do I need to pee? I'm going to go pee. And then just, like, freaking make your way and, like, just wait it out. Wait it out. You got this. Like, That's what I do.
You just gotta play it smart, basically.
Basically. You know. I mean, like, you can't go partying hard for 4 hours and then, like, right before somebody you really want to seize on, you gotta go get water and you gotta pee. You gotta plan it out.
See, even when the first day of Ultra, I went, I tried, because I really wanted to see Hardwell, and I said, okay, I know from, like, 7 till 12, basically, those are all the EDs I wanted to see from Armin, Hardwell, and then I think Axel and Engrosso were closing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go pee real quick before I go see all of this action.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the bathroom thinking if I go early, it'll be a shorter line than people going later. And I wasn't, like, when I got out of the bathroom, it was like 8:30.
Yeah.
And so I had to try to get through the side of the rail to try to get in the middle of Hardwell set. And of course, I didn't have any luck. But it was like, whatever you anticipate happening in terms of trying to be precautious with your time, you have to be extra, you know, precise about it. Because like I said, I tried to be in the middle of it 2.5 hours before, and I had 10 minutes to run through the middle.
Yeah, and I mean, you also have to pace yourself, because it's like, it's early in the day, and depending on if it's an 8, 10, or 12-hour festival, if not camping included as well, like, that's even a longer day. But, like, you have to pace yourself, because, like, you need to, I mean, you still want to have a good time during the day, but, like, you want to go hard, like, when your headliners go on. So you gotta kind of pace yourself alcohol and, like, dancing-wise, because you don't want to exert yourself too much by 6 o'clock, and you're like, I need a nap. Yeah, and then you just pass the Red Bull to Andre because he's dying.
So, Jennifer,
what
is this thing that you mentioned? Because you texted me, or you mentioned it about stair shuffling.
Oh my God. Okay, stair shuffling is apparently this big thing going around the internet / Musical.ly, this little weird app that's super
popular.
Oh
my God, wait, no, you can't bash Musical.ly like that.
I'll bash it.
Musical.ly is fun because you can, like, lip sync to any song you want.
Okay, well, these people aren't lip singing. These people are shuffling. And, like, shuffling is basically like the Running Man. It's a basic step that a lot of ravers, like, dance to. And anyway, people are shuffling upstairs, and it's really cool. I mean, and the music is kind of like a little poppy, but, like, whatever. It's awesome.
I would try this, but I really don't have stairs at my house, so.
Well, like, I know how to shuffle, but I lack coordination, and I feel like going upstairs, I feel like I would just instantly die. But, like, Kirsten, my festy bestie, who is also Space Daisy, like, on social media, if you want to, like, hit her up, she's great. And she makes, like, costumes for raves, and she's just a babe. Anyway, she's going to make, like, a stair shuffling video, like, all around St. Augustine this week, so that'll be cool. I'll post it on the page when she does it.
But like I said, I don't have stairs, so, like, how am I supposed to
go around town? There's stairs everywhere.
What do you mean? Doing it in public?
Yeah.
Dude, if I bust my ass,
better.
I mean, I might go viral.
Yeah, basically.
Get him! This man fell forward.
Puerto Rican man busts his ass in Florida.
He fell forward. Wait, how does that work? How did he fell forward?
What do?
All right.
How do feet work?
No, Jennifer, I got a surprise for you.
What?
Do you like marshmallow?
I love marshmallow.
Are you sure you like marshmallow?
I love marshmallow.
Not the food. But, like, the DJ marshmallow.
I mean, I like both.
He has a new album coming out.
I know.
On Friday.
I know.
Joy Time 2.
I'm excited.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I want to make s'mores in celebration.
Why was that offend him?
Because I'm killing him.
Well, actually, I mean, there's people who've said worse to him and his persona.
He wouldn't be offended by me eating his friends.
Do you remember that tweet that he sent that was like it was some girl that was like, I think it's something about a DJ. They're like, oh my God, this DJ walks around with a trash can on his head.
Aww, and that's me.
And he responded with, you look like you need one.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, marshmallow.
I love marshmallow. Andre.
What?
I have a magical idea, and I don't know if it's a thing yet.
Oh God, I don't like when you come up with ideas. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, what is it?
Okay, it's a great idea. Okay, like, Marshmallow's adorable, and I love him. Okay, right. So, like, does he have any plushies out? Because, like, he would be an adorable plushie. Like, I would buy a lot of them.
Maybe on the website. I don't know. That's good. Oh my God, that's a good idea.
Like, Marshmallow, if you're out there and you're listening, you're probably not, but, like, if you are, I want you to make plushies of your children. Your he could call them mini marshmallows.
Oh my God,
it would be so cute.
Let's trademark this right now. Let me go to godaddy.com and buy this website,
dude. Like, if you haven't thought about making plushies of yourself, please do it. Like, so many fangirls will hold their marshmallows in line at festivals. They would love it.
Oh shit, we're gonna be rich.
You could also make, like, a backpack one of you, and that would be cute too. I have many ideas. Hey, did you hear about the thing about Rez on Twitter?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's technically Rez and Zed. Okay, so Zed was being, like, hilarious, and he, like, did a dance move with his stomach, and it was beautiful.
Wait, is that the one with, like, he put his t-shirt over his head?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, waved his belly. It was great. And so Rez commented and was like, ha 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 ha. And then a fan was like, you two should collab. And he's like, oh, my God, we should. And she's like, only if you do that dance move. And he's like, fine. So we might be seeing, like, a collaboration between them two. And, like, dude, Rez and Zed together.
Like, just sounds cool. Rez Zed. Rez Zed. Rez Zed. Rez Zed. Rez Zed.
Okay, no.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Okay. Well, this has been the Electric Life Podcast. Hopefully, you're still sticking around from the sentimental part we had in the beginning, the crazy pee stories we
Mr.
had in the middle.
Mr. Sappy over here.
Yeah, and this...
Me talking about Marshmallow's children.
obsession with Marshmallow.
He's cute!
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, thank you for listening to the podcast. You should definitely, if you have an iPhone, go to the iTunes store and remember to rate, comment, and just say anything you want on our podcast. We'd love the feedback. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.